I'm escaping out of here, finally. I'm getting out of work. Fuck. It's been a high anxiety day. What would you say that? Because it's Valentine's Day. Whoa. And, you know, when you work in an environment where there's mostly women, oh, boy, you're just trying to dodge the questions. You're trying to dodge all the curiosity that goes on. And, oh, my God, it seems weird because all of a sudden I'm getting anxiety at work being around all these women. It's like it reminds me a bit of how I felt when I was married. I mean, I hate to keep bringing bad examples, but or things from my past, but when I was married, I would have a mindset in my head that, okay, I need to, everything that has a pussy, I can't talk to, okay? Because I'll get in trouble. Or I just felt for some reason, even when I was married, the attraction from women was more. Like now, I don't get bothered. I'll get somebody here and there that's annoying, but for the most part, everyone leaves me alone. And, you know, when you play with fire like I have in the past, dealing with married people, you kind of got to stay away from it. I still, you know, just talk to people, but I'm telling you, it's such a weird thing to see a big guy like me and I have my head down. I'm looking straight at my feet. I don't want to interact. I'm being purely antisocial. I mean, if we were to tell people that I did this, it'll be like, holy shit, dude, this is not the guy that we know at work. And I don't know what to say. I just don't want to deal with people because at the end, they look out for number one. It's not genuine. It's not, the work environment is not a genuine interaction, especially the more people that are involved, the less personal it is, personable. And I that's what I feel anyway, you know, when you get corporate. Versus if you're working in a small company of four or five people, you could be more intimate. You could be more personal and you can have or feel like there's more of a connection outside the workplace. That's my opinion anyway. But when you're getting 200 people in a fucking building or not even more than that, I mean, it's probably like, 500 people. Who knows? 7-8 floors in that building. So you're having all these people in there and everyone's just playing the game. Everyone is just trying to be nosy, trying to pick information from you. And I'm like, whoa. And now even more so, I just feel an anxiety. I don't know why. Maybe it's the few events I've had recently at the office where I feel that with certain people, if I talk, they just want to dig in more. And that just seems to be the trait whenever there's a person like myself that is quiet, that is very private, that doesn't want to talk about their personal life in the work environment, it becomes more attractive to just discuss, not even to get with me, because I've realized that with women over the years is that they're not necessarily trying to talk to you to be with you or anything or just to be genuine. They're talking to you to get attention. They're talking to you to gossip about you. They're talking about other reasons, right? I mean, a lot of these women that come to work, they're not necessarily happy at home. You know, they have their situations that they're trying to figure out. There's a void they're missing. And they find a guy at work that's kind of attractive. Maybe I'm their type. Maybe I'm not. But, hey, they want to get attention just to fulfill that need that they're not getting at home, right? And then all of a sudden, you become their attention whore, right? And they'll go ahead and just keep prodding you. And one thing leads to another. And then all of a sudden, it's like they realize, whoa, I went in too deep. I got to back out. And I've seen that so many times. That's happened to me in the past. And that's what you see with women. It's like they just kind of lightly dabble in it the moment they get attention, the moment they want somebody there to fill that void that they're not getting at home. That's basically what it is. And I've just learned that, look, especially in my work environment, is that I don't want to go there. I think I'm just I'm a big bait waiting to be bitten, and I just don't feel comfortable with any of it. And today on Valentine's Day, hey, happy Valentine's Day. I'm like, yeah, likewise. It's like they want to ask, so what are you doing today? What are your plans today? Who's that special lady? And I'm like, I don't want to say that, but I don't even go there. That's my thing now. I just stay narrow-minded. I stay focused on that ground. I stay the fuck away. People stay the fuck away from me. And it works out good because, again, I just don't feel it's genuine in the workplace. I don't feel such a connection of people is genuine. And I always say this, that, I mean, if I don't hang out with you outside of work, then we have nothing to discuss. It's like, why are we even talking? Right? I mean, if we don't have any connection, and it's, and, you know, I go back to that rant about it's a mutual effort. So if people want to not engage with me outside of work, that's on you for whatever your reasons are. Right? And I feel that overall, when it comes to that world at work, it's just a very weird thing because I don't think it's normal. I mean, if you think about it, do you think people are meant to be in a cubicle and all these cubicles and just sitting there for 8-9 hours and being productive and your boss just fucking complaining and finding everything wrong with your work? I mean, that's just not living life. And it's just interesting because my mind has shifted to, I need to get the fuck out of here. I need to just do these things and figure this out. I'm just in my head. I'm just trying to break out of jail like Andy Dufresne. I'm trying to get the fuck out of Dodge, man. Right? And I'm just trying to methodically create a plan that is not 100% foolproof, but I feel pretty good about the chances of surviving and being able to move, you know, to provide, like I've said in a prior podcast. But that's just the way it goes. But it's a very scary thing for me now at work. In the days like today, like Valentine's Day, where it's all romance. It's all about, you know, being nosy and shit like that. People having our hearts and all these things around, having cake, having donuts. Of course, anytime you can find a reason to get donuts, people do it. And I just don't fucking get it. And these are the same people you hear them talking about how they, you know, their outfits are tighter and no, good. Listen, good for you. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, you gotta, it's just a weird dynamic that I deal with at work. And I don't know. I mean, what can you say? It's just Valentine's Day. And for me, it's just a regular day. I'm about to go pick up my little one, instead of a regular day, I'm going to have a school date. What I mean by that, I'm going to go ahead and make sure she does her homework. She hasn't been a good girl at school, and we'll see how it goes. But, man, I'm glad. Whew, the anxiety has dropped off tremendously. Jesus, hallelujah!